who is co-owner along with her husband Tom Dixon of the Lansing Lugnuts. Good evening, Sherry. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm great. How about you?
I'm wonderful. First, I just, as a Lugnuts fan, and I go to several games during the year, I just want to first say thank you. Thank you for bringing the Lansing Lugnuts to downtown Lansing.
Well, and I give it back to you. Thank you, Lansing and the area of Michigan. It's just been fantastic. We really, feel privileged to be able to have that team there.
Well, it's just such a feather in the cap of the city and such a beautiful place. In general. So once again, thank you for being here. An interesting press conference held today by Lansing residents and business leaders in the community kind of got together to have a at Cooley Law School Stadium at the home of the Lugnuts, asking the Lansing City Council for a moratorium as they come up against a July 1st deadline on the current moratorium will run out on medical marijuana stores to give more time for more thoughtful consideration. And I'm kind of paraphrasing there. Tell me about your involvement with this and your concerns as having Lansing Lugnuts Stadium there.
Well, I think it's important, and what I've liked always are really about the politicians in Lansing, especially the city council, of which some members were there actually still, that when we built the stadium 17 years ago, 16 seasons later, is that they've always been really smart about trying to gather all the facts, and you just couldn't immediately sway any one person one way. And I think that's really the same kind of people you have in leadership right now. And so I think it's probably smart to ask that question to make sure that they have all the information. You know, when we built the stadium, it was our first stadium that we built, and since then Tom and I have built 8.
Wow.
And so you get to deal with a lot of communities, a lot of politics, a lot of, you know, different agendas. And what I've always loved about Michigan, and obviously we like it enough that we still have that operation and kind of consider it our jewel, if you will, is that people wanted to understand all sides of the story. And when we built what's now Cooley Law School Stadium on the site of some things that people weren't that excited about, didn't make people feel safe coming downtown. There was just too much of things that they were not sure about, if you will. We have a lot of questions. So just because they weren't even quick necessarily to tear down things that everybody else thought they should get rid of, whether it was an adult bookstore or whatever, you know, they were very thoughtful in the process, to be fair to all. And I think that's what they'll end up doing on this one, too. I mean, what's the risk? There's certainly people that have access with a prescription to dispensaries now, a fairly decent quantity, actually, for the size of Lansing. So to pause and think about what that is the right number, what the distribution should be, so that you don't go backwards. Let's not put a bunch of things that people don't really make them feel comfortable again, because that's what we had.
Well,
if you go back to 1995, that's what downtown was like.
Well, and you illustrate perfectly the parallel going on here. Similar circumstances in you and I had a few minutes to talk earlier, Sherry, and you talked about moderation is a great word, and
yeah.
I think that was a very poignant point.
I hated it when my mother used that word, you know. But I think it's what I've learned being in business. It's important, and I think partly it's important because I do believe there's certainly got to be a purpose for these. It's been passed in the state. It's a business, no like any other business. But I think if you had every single fast food restaurant down, you know, our end of Michigan Avenue, that might be a problem too, because then there'd be traffic and related and, you know, things that people don't want to deal with. So I think moderation is indeed the word for me, and I think the city council is so smart in the way they've approached things, certainly in the past and anything we've been involved with them at. I think that they won't rush to do something, and if they have to, it means they have to extend a deadline. They'd rather do that to see how things are working, to get the full story, to understand the process, and to make sure they don't go backwards. They all wanted economic development. They wanted downtown to now be a destination for families, and I think it still can be. But, you know, not if you have too much that just scares families from being in that area.
Well, and this has been such a point of conversation as you have been involved in. And one of the stats that kind of surprises me is that Lansing has 48 marijuana stores inside, you know, in the city of Lansing. The city of Lansing has more marijuana stores than the city of San Francisco with a much larger population. And that's kind of a surprise when you read that.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, what's interesting about that, too, is This is something when a minor league baseball, they have regulations on how close you can be to any sort of gambling facilities and any sort of, I mean, this will be their next thing. They'll try to add something. It's not that they're against gambling, but they want to put these facilities, these stadiums in very, very easy family-friendly areas. And that's why so many cities have used these affiliated baseball stadiums to become economic development. So, you know, it's not to say that there isn't a business purpose for these dispensaries, I'm sure, and I'm respectful of that. But again, you've got to be careful when you're looking at master planning. Even though you might want new businesses, you might want growth, you have to really look at what does it mean to people and specifically what is your master plan. And I just don't think we need, you know, too much of anything in one place.
Well, and that's a good point as well. And you make it very carefully that, you know, anything, as you mentioned, fast food restaurants all at one end would be the same way. Right now, as people are driving into Lansing, and I've had friends tell me this before, they're going, Cheryl, I just passed like five of them in three blocks of these medical marijuana stores. And again, it's legal, and we are aware of all of that. But I like the way you talked about anytime you put together a master plan, these things have to be carefully considered.
They really do. And, you know, I would not be forthright if I didn't tell you that we've already had comments from customers, from fans, from attendees, like, oh, my gosh, I didn't notice these last year. There's so many. What is that all about? You know, so we have already had comments of the quantity that already exists. So I'm talking about just Michigan Avenue,
sure,
where the stadium is based. So, you know, I just think it's smart. Why not? Why not just extend the moratorium and get a better handle on what's going on? Look at it on a map with dots. And see if you think that looks like it's too much penetration of, again, any one thing. Is it, you know, isn't it best to consider moderation? And in order to do that, they will have to extend the moratorium. They need more time to analyze the facts. And Lord knows, as we've built all these stadiums across the country, that people have done that all the time for something that turned out to be a good decision. So if it is a good decision, it'll still be there after they extend the deadline.
So you and the some of the other business folks who gathered today at Cooley Law School Stadium, it's not don't ever do it. It's let's look at it carefully and let's move slowly and carefully. There's no need to rush.
That's right. I don't. As long as people that need it are still being served, and they are, as you said, there's almost double the number of dispensaries that exist now compared to a traditional pharmacy already in Lansing. So, I mean, I think that there's no risk. There doesn't hurt the process in any way, shape, or form to extend the moratorium and to just pause and be, you know, sure they have all the facts. I've certainly been on the other end receiving that for years, as has Tom, so that, you know, we were smart and did everything that was right. And I think that's all. It's a simple solution. And I have faith that the city council will come to that decision because, again, I've seen them do that before.
Well, very good. Sherry, a pleasure to meet you over the radio. And I look forward to meeting you in person one day. Thank you very much for your perspective on this.
Cheryl, thank you so much. And don't forget, you guys can come out to a Lugnuts game anytime.
I am there often. Folks
good.
Can attest to that. I am there often. Thank you so much, Sherry.
We've
have a wonderful
business.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
We've been